Introduction to The Boy in the Treehouse and Girl Who Loved Her Horses, plays by Drew Hayden Taylor. Page 5 and 6. I find it odd that this, my 11th book, is a return to my origins in theater. The very first play and first book, which appeared over 10 years ago, was a tentative little offering with about kids called Toronto at Dreamer's Rock. It was moderately successful. A lot has happened since then. The Boy in the Treehouse and Girl Who Loved Her Horses once again explore the world of theater for younger audiences, though adults are more than welcome if they remember to pack their imaginations. Both plays offer something different to the theater practitioner and audience member. These plays, each featuring young protagonists, investigate the dilemmas of being not quite understood because of our age. Who among us cannot relate to that? It seems the journey of youth is one of searching for social acceptance, navigating the minefield of well-meaning parents and trying to figure out how this world works, the latter of which, as a full-blown adult, I am still working at. They say being young is the most wonderful part of your life, but it can also be the most horrible and trying. To quote the opening line of a fabulous book, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." I don't think it was ever better put. Girl Who Loved Her Horses is my personal favorite of everything I have ever written. It's one of those cases where every time I read it, I can't believe I wrote it. Some consider it an adult memory play, but at its core, it's a story of a little girl whose imagination is her only friend and the power that such a friend can give. In some unfortunate cases, it's the only thing that keeps us alive. I think we all have a little Danielle in us. The Boy in the Treehouse is my most recent play. It deals with the dilemma of being from mixed parentage, specifically native and non-native, and the issues that involves. In this increasingly multicultural world, it's a matter that will become more and more relevant to our children as the years pass. Add to that the death of a parent, and the world truly does become a confusing place for poor Simon. One play is about a girl, one is about a boy. One takes place on the reserve, the other in an urban environment. One is about imagination, the other about visions. One has a happy ending, the other does not. Yet they cover the spectrum of the issues and experiences that our young native people face every day. As Simon would say, you have the best of both worlds. And as Danielle would say, thank you. Drew Hayden Taylor.